It has been more than 40 years since the words "a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away" appeared on movie screens across the country. 9 feature films, several animated series, countless books and video games, and apparently a long-forgotten Christmas special later. Fans all around the world embrace Star Wars as a cultural touchstone, and May the 4th has become an unofficial Star Wars Day, as in May the 4th be with you. Joining me to talk about the cultural impact of this series is film critic George Prentice. Hey there, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay. There have been tons of other, you know, sci-fi franchises like Star Trek, Battlestar Galactica. What has made Star Wars stand out?
Star Wars is universal, pardon the pun, but it is. And that's what I think separates it certainly from Star Trek and the rest, because of the themes that are in the Star Wars franchise. And these are universal themes. Most people in the world believe they want to do right by their kids. They want to believe in goodness, the sacrifice for their kids, for a friend. What is friendship, etc.? It's deep in the DNA of Star Wars.
And part of it too is like those, you know, those scrappy rebels, and they want to bring the bad guy down. So it's those themes too, I would assume.
It is. Someone pretty early on likened Star Wars to a space Western. So years ago, Westerns used to be called space operas, and now this is called a space opera. But it's basically good guys and bad guys. For all of the themes, and I'm sure we'll drill into some of them, they're fun. They're fun. And if they weren't, people wouldn't go and spend money and buy lots of popcorn.
Right. And soda to go along
yes.
with it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of those themes, because they also – when you think about it, I mean, some people say, you know, there are biblical references, there are Shakespearean references.
Yep.
I mean, and yes, there are. But do you think George Lucas did that on purpose, or how much are we looking into this?
We know now that he did do it on purpose. In some rare interviews, he took a dive into these conversations. It's interesting you said biblical, because the father-son theme of Star Wars runs very deep and continues to run deep in all of the sequels. But if you listen back to some of the dialogue, particularly from The Empire Strikes Back, we're going back to 1980 now, when Luke Skywalker was learning the Force, and I think it's not too much of a stretch to liken the Force to faith,
right?
But he's learning it from Yoda. So let's take a listen.
Always with you, what cannot be done. Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No. Try not. Do. Or do not. There is no try.
There is no try.
My kids say that all the time.
But. There is something biblical about that.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So it's interesting. I went to the first Star Wars films with my dad, and now I'm eligible for the senior discount.
Hey, you can buy more popcorn now.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I tend to think that the franchise is sometimes a little depressing. I mean, we see major characters, you know, die, and the good guys don't always win. Why do people keep coming back to this?
The short answer is cliffhangers. It keeps it alive, keeps the franchise alive, maybe not the characters. Characters get older, and sometimes they pass away. It was a rather emotional goodbye to Carrie Fisher in the last Star Wars film. And of course,
except for how she floated back.
The character, yes.
Right.
But I think from an audience perspective, it was a pretty emotional event. It just keeps coming back. I mean, the answer to your question, it just keeps coming back. At the beginning of the day and the end of the day, it's the storytelling. And if the storytelling isn't good, we're not going to go back.
We're talking with film critic George Prentice. May the 4th is coming up, so we're talking Star Wars. We'd like to hear from you if you have questions. You can always email us. You can get on Twitter or on Facebook as well if you've got questions. Okay, so let's get back to that if the story isn't good type of thing. With the exception of, I would say, my young children, when they first watched it, The Phantom Menace. Really? I mean, I fell asleep watching it.
Yep.
Now, when my son first saw it, I think when he was five, Jar Jar Binks. I mean, loved that character. What in the world?
If we were to rank the 9 Star Wars films thus far, I think most people would put it at number 9. That said, it was almost destined to be ripped to shreds by critics and diehard fans. Jar Jar Binks is embarrassingly ridiculous. But it is what it is. Think of the James Bond franchise, for instance, started in, 61, 62? But James Bond had a lot of rough patches. Mm-hmm. Some average and maybe even lousy actors played James Bond. But good storytelling and occasionally some good acting brought it back. Star Wars came back. Star Trek almost died on the vine, too, from a couple of lousy films. But they kept coming back. Why? It's the stories.
And I will say, at least in my own opinion, as those first three came out in the late 90s, early aughts, they did get better.
Yep.
That third one, when we see the transformation of Anakin to Darth Vader.
It got darker.
It did.
It got darker. I'm not sure about kids under the age of 10, but I think for adults, and specifically baby boomers who might have grown up with Star Wars, it connected a lot of dots. But I think that there has been a measured effort to steer Star Wars toward older audiences, which is to say older than the 12 or 15-year-old fanboy. And I think people in their 20s, 40s, and I can tell you that people in their 50s and 60s are still connecting.
Now, what about the reboot of the two recent movies that came out? So when Rey was introduced and Kylo Ren. And,
yep.
I think that movie was fascinating. I thought it was a very well-done movie.
Absolutely. I think it was a gamble, but I think it was really smart business to bring in some compelling young faces, really good actors to place in these roles. I think it's a fascinating story and probably the best way to wrap up that arc. If you think of it, it is a sequel film. And there is one more, and we're told that it's the final one, but I wouldn't believe that.
Well, you never know that with Hollywood.
That will be episode number 9 in that arc, which will come out Christmas 2019. But in the meantime, we have other Star Wars.
What is it? Solo coming
Han
out.
Han Solo. You want to listen to a little bit of the promo that has just dropped?
I've been running scams on the street since I was 10. I was kicked out of Flight Academy for having a mind of my own. I'm going to be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew. You in?
That's yes.
It's the origin story of Han and Chewie.
Right.
There's a lot of buzz about this film. Some of it's not so great, but I think that, again, people are so obsessed. Exactly. It really doesn't matter.
It's Han Solo.
These movies are critic-proof. They really, really are. I'll be there, and you better believe all these people who are criticizing the movie before they see it.
I'll be there.
Will probably be there on opening day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, George, may the 4th be with you.
And you.